gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Doris Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is
Karen Vance,
here to answer your training questions, your behavior questions, your agility questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. The show is produced here at the farm by
Michael Hambrick.
Thank you, Michael. And brought to you by Vitacraft. There's no better way to bond with your cat than with the special treat, and Lick and Lap by Vitacraft is a five-pack saucy terrine snack full of a creamy paste that your cats will fall in love with. You can find it at Walmart.com, Vitacraft.us, or in pet stores. Also, don't forget, Good Pets food, supplements, and treats are teamed up with Talkin' Pets to give you 10% discount by putting the word pets in the promo box at GoodPetsFoods.com for your dogs. Also, Life Boost Coffee. I can't say enough about it. It's the best coffee I have ever had. And they also give back to sustainable farming and protecting our wildlife. And you can get 58% off your first order at lifeboostcoffee.com/pets. Don't forget to join me in tropical Costa Rica October 6th through the 14th. Check it out at Colette, 800-581-8942. The booking number, 1299-885. And we can have dinner together. This is Talkin' Pets. You're going to spring ahead. So, I love Cindy Lauper.
My last concert, I love her.
Yeah, I saw her twice, and she was amazing. Plus, she's a good person. I think she was on the show years ago. She brought out like a 5-song CD, and she came on with, I believe. But she's really cool. But by the way, time after time, don't forget, spring ahead. So, you're going to lose an hour of sleep.
No.
But once again, I'm John Patch.
I'm Karen Vance.
Michael Hambrick.
So we're going to do a little different than we're going to do the name that animal sound in this hour of Talking Pets. And if you can name the animal that we play, you can win a prize. But don't forget, you can check us out on Facebook Live at Talking Pets Radio. My heart goes out to Darla. I'm a little worried because Darla is like our regular. She's like our, how would you say, our tour guide on on Facebook Live. She's always there, and she's not there today. So, and I know she wasn't feeling good last week, so I hope she's okay.
We're thinking about you, darling.
Yeah, I hope she's doing well. But you can go on there and watch us and listen on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. You can also tell Alexa, just say CRN4, tune in, and it'll pick up Talkin' Pets that way. And you can also go to TalkinPets.com, our website, and click on Listen Live, and you can listen there. And don't forget, any of the shows, and if you want to hear yourself back, you can go on to our talkinpets.com. That's our website. No G in the talking. Go on there and click on podcasts, and it'll pull up all of the shows, recent to past, so you can check it out there. So, but we want to hear from you guys, so we're open to your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. So pick up the phone and give us a call, and let's talk pets. So, you know, Karen, what do you have in your household now? You have one dog, one cat?
One dog, one cat.
Okay, and they get along fine?
Yes.
Do you remember the old days? They didn't get along. You know, putting a dog and a cat together way back when was almost a no-no. I mean, I grew up a kid in Pennsylvania with a dog and a cat, and we used to breed beagles. But our beagles were kept outside. I spoiled the heck out of them. I had like a condo set up out there below and up on top. So this way, if they wanted to get off the lower level, they can go up on a higher level. So they weren't so close to the ground during the winter, if you get my drift. And I made sure that their doors had an L shape. So away from where the wind would normally blow. So this way they kind of had to go in and then curve in. So it made it a little bit cozier on the inside. Because like during the winter, you know, in the northern regions that are listening to us right now, if it's cold for you out there, it's cold for dogs or cats or whatever else is out there. So, you know, basically you want to make sure you use the right things and keep them prepared. I do want to express, too, that, you know, a lot of times we'll say bring them in to, if you don't want to bring them into your home and you bring them into your garage, there's a lot of no-nos in the garage. So you got to be very careful on what they can cut themselves on, get into. But the biggest would be...
nails and things?
Well, the nails and things is one thing, but antifreeze. Thank you very much. It takes a little while, but it kicks in. So the antifreeze. There are antifreezes that are pet-friendly, but I still wouldn't try it out. But antifreeze is like the littlest drop, just a speck of it, can shut them down, and that will kill them. And it tastes like candy to them, so it's like they want to lick it. And if they lick it off a lid or the side of a bottle, or if you dropped it on the ground, or even if you're changing your antifreeze out in the driveway and you got neighbor dogs or stray cats, be aware, because it will automatically kill them. But there is, I think Sierra is one of the brands out there that has a friendly one. But I still would be iffy on it, though. I mean, just, you know, if you're out there and you've got it, make sure you wipe everything. Make sure you throw it away. Make sure if you're putting it in a garbage can, that you actually put the lid on it. If you got raccoons, a raccoon may be attracted to it as well, and that's going to kill them as well. So use the right precautions, because especially, you know, you don't want to lose your pets. I know what it's like for me. When I come home, you know, I work from home, basically, but if I go to the gym and I'm out for a while, and then I come home, my cats, as soon as I go to the front door, they're sitting there waiting for me. Mm-hmm. They hear me come up to the door. They hear the keys or whatever it is, and they all run to the door because daddy's home. And I look at that as being a reward to me. Because
welcoming committee.
Yes. Nice. And it's the best feeling in the world, you know? So I highly recommend, one, if you live your life alone and you can have an animal in your life, and, you know, and the thing is, like, I tell people, if you can't have a dog is almost like having a child. I mean, you do got to walk them and so on and so forth. But with cats, they're kind of self-sufficient in a way. I mean, you can let them go for a day or two or whatever on their own if you had to. But you don't have to worry about them as much. As long as you got a clean litter box and you got their food, which they have all different kinds of food dishes. So, you know, automatic where it drops out the food or whatever. Cats are pretty good and self-sufficient. And I love cats.
Yeah. And you can train them. You can train them.
You can. Anything, so. Yeah, there's a lot that you can teach a cat to do.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Actually, Jasmine was on the show recently, and she was teaching my black cat, Shadow, on how to wave for a treat. And she was working during the show. She was actually working the cat with treats. And I know you like to work with treats, right, Karen?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yes.
And repetitiveness is what works, correct?
Yes.
So it's like over and over and over trying to teach them the right thing to do. And when you're going to have an animal in your life, you want to make sure that you prep your home. So almost like if you have a newborn baby and they start to walk a year later or whatever, you want to make sure that it's kid-friendly. Well, you want to make sure that it's animal-friendly, because your pets will get into the same amount of things that a child will get into, because they don't know any better. Even like touching hot surfaces, they don't know.
All the way down to your car, don't just let them loose when you're going to take them to the veterinarian, because you've got to drive the car. So you need a container or a cage or something to put them in so they do not crawl all over you and chew the back seat and do all the things that they might if they're not being supervised, and they have a whole car to get cruise around in.
There's crates that you can put them in, or they even have seat belts now. I like the seatbelt thing. I think that's pretty cool. But make sure it's a good one, like more of a halter, because you don't want to hit the brakes and then you end up choking a dog to death. Anyway, this is Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you at 818-818-6401. I'm John Patch.
I'm Karen Vance.
Michael Herbrick.
Talkin' Pets.
Madame Giselle senses something big coming.
Is it a career change?
Everything looks wet.
I'm gonna be a swim teacher.
There's a roof.
A swim teacher who also does roofing.
No, the roof of your RV has a leak and it's ruining the furniture.
Oh, that's okay. I'm covered by Progressive. But maybe I'm a swim teaching roofer who makes furniture.
Customize your coverage with Progressive's Roof Protection Plus and be prepared for the unexpected. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Roof Protection Plus available for RVs less than 6 years old. $250 deductible applies to any kind.
Discover the secret to naturally radiant skin with Dandy Natural. Our all-natural, tallow-based beauty and healthcare products are crafted with care to nourish your body the way nature intended. From soothing and luxurious lip balms, every product is packed with pure, simple ingredients your skin will love. Don't forget our natural deodorant, gentle, effective, and free of harsh chemicals. Say goodbye to artificial additives and hello to Dandy Natural. Feel good, look amazing, and stay true to nature.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties, and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-948-5880. That's 800-948-5880. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-948-5880. That's 800-948-5880. 800-948-5880. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
They say taking a blind leap of faith has never been quite as apt as last week's arrival to Helen Woodward Animal Center. A blind shepherd blind pup named Hash Brown made the long trip across the ocean from Maui to San Diego with hopes of experiencing the light of love. Helen Woodward Animal Center is seeking the perfect adopter to show Hash Brown all the wonderful things the world can offer. Hash Brown was found wandering around alone at Waialua, the county seat of Maui, on November 5th, 2024. The striking brown shepherd has no microchip or other form of ID and appeared not only lost, but disoriented. Maui Humane was able to take him in and immediately realized the cause of his confusion. A medical exam showed that his pupils were widely dilated with absence of retinal vessel. In layman's term, the 2-year-old pup had most likely been genetically blind from birth. As days went by without anyone coming to look for him, it seemed that Hash Brown had been left to wander the world in darkness. We can never be darkened as a beautiful soul, and Hash Brown shone brightly. He loved each dog and every person he met and seemed eager to adapt the challenges life had to set in front of him. Unfortunately, the greatest challenges he had before him were not his own. On the island of Maui, animal welfare struggles had hit an all-time high. Maui Humane has now reached critical capacity, said Helen Woodward, Animal Center Adoption Services Director Kendall Schultz. Not only are they still feeling the effects from the wildfires last year, but with tourism and local populations down, adoptions are desperately low. Even more tragically, Maui Humane has been transferring animals to LA, but with the fires that took place there, they had to stop. In fact, when Helen Woodward Animal Center asked SPCA LA how they could continue to help recovery efforts after January's Los Angeles County fires, the center was asked to contact Maui Humane to take the animals they could not. Hash Brown was the first dog they mentioned, continued Schultz. They all love him, and they knew he deserved a loving home, but a special needs dog does not stand a chance at a facility struggling with adoption numbers. He is as wonderful as they describe, said Schultz. We are so grateful to get this opportunity to find him the family he deserves. Dogs amaze us over and over again. They remind us how to live. If you want to know what reliance and kindness looks like, come meet Hash Brown. Seeing is believing. For more information on adopting, please contact the Adoption Department at 858-756-4117, extension 1. Visit www.animalcenter.org or stop by at 646 El Apache Road in Rancho Santa Fe. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. Reporting live, I'm Michael Hambrick.
To get my attention. throw him a bone, but he ain't fetching.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you at 818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets. I want to give a shout-out to Larry out there. And Larry is on our Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. You can put comments on there, and we like to read them, if they're appropriate. And so Larry said Sierra brand antifreeze made by Peak has a I said it right the first time.
Propylene glycol instead of ethylene glycol.
There you go. Propylene glycol base versus standard types made with the much more toxic ethylene glycol.
Okay.
So I said it right the first time. Anyway.
Organic chemistry.
But he said he has Sierra, and he's got in his 66 Mercury, which that's probably a nice looking car.
Nice car, yeah.
That is garaged where my dogs pass through to go outside. So according to what Larry is saying, Sierra is safe, and it is safe. I just like to be cautious at all times.
I wonder if he could put a picture of his car up there for us. That would be cute. Can they do that?
I don't think he can. No? I don't know. Maybe. Okay. I don't know. I'm not that advanced.
Remember, on the picture
remember
thing.
I'm old school.
I know, me too. That's why I wasn't sure.
I still write checks. But anyway.
Let the games begin.
So this is Name That Animal Sound. And if you can name what this creature is, you can pick out a prize. And you can go with Life Boost Coffee, or you could go with Vitacraft, Lick and Lap, or Purr Sticks, Treats for Your Cats, or you can go with Treats for Your Dogs, Good Pets Foods, Hip and Joint Plus, Multivitamin, and Probiotics, but they have even more. You can get 10% off by putting the word pets in the promo box at Good Pets Foods. Mm-hmm. Or you can go with a dog book or a cat book. Chicken Soup for the Soul just brought a new one out, and that's available. And you can go with What I Learned from My Dog. Or you can go with a collapsible water bowl, or food bowl, actually, from Talkin' Pets, which is what Oliver won in the past. And we have a bracelet on penguins, if you want to go with that. Or a CD from Gino Sassani, In Cold Blood. It's a reptile music CD. If you can name this creature. What creature makes that sound? 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. If you know what it is, pick up the phone and give us a call. So we want to know if you know. So.
Sounds like me when I find cockroaches.
I think it's kind of an easy one to figure out. I know, Karen, you know what it is because you're looking at what I'm doing over here. So,
what he doesn't know is I'm holding my glasses in my hand.
You can see it anyway.
Okay. But anyway, it is. They're very popular right now. Actually, if you have been paying attention to the show, we do have a video of them, a live video going on our homepage at talkinpets.com where you can watch them live because this creature gave birth recently. 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. If you know what that is, pick up the phone and give us a call, and you can be a winner of a prize. And we want to talk with you as well. So, why are you looking at me funny?
Because I don't know if you birth.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Give life.
I don't know.
I would say birth.
It had offspring.
Okay.
But because, like, I don't know.
It still comes out.
Right, but
and it's still
I don't know.
A baby.
One thing is it's kicking and screaming and stuff. And
all right, we're going to take a little break. We come back. But guess what it is? This is Talkin' Pets.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Progressive knows if you have to choose between everyday life and your boat, boat wins.
What are you going to do? Take the boat out for a spin or go mail something?
Boat wins!
Are we cleaning the patio or taking the boat out fishing?
Boat wins!
Are we skipping that eye exam to go sailing?
Boat wins!
Rescheduling eye exams can be a nightmare.
All right, fine. Eye exam, then boat.
Yeah!
With Progressive, you can bundle your boat with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings on your boat. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states and situations.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit TalkinPets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
Extinction is still forever, but scientists at the biotech company Colossal Biosciences are trying what they say is the next best thing to restoring ancient beasts, genetically engineering living animals with qualities to resemble extinct species like the woolly mammoth. Woolly mammoths roamed the frozen tundras of Europe, Asia, and North America until they went extinct around 4,000 years ago. Colossal made a splash in 2021 when it unveiled an ambitious plan to revive the woolly mammoth. Colossal announced that its scientists have simultaneously edited 7 genes in mice embryos to create mice with long, thick, woolly hair. They are nicknamed Colossal Woolly Mice. Scientists have been genetically engineering the mice since the 1970s. Because Asian elephants are an endangered species, there will be a lot of processes and red tape before any plan can move forward, said Colossal's Lamb, whose company has raised $400 million in funding. Independent experts are skeptical about the idea of de-extinction. You might not be able to alter the hair pattern of an Asian elephant or adapt it to the cold, but it's not bringing back a woolly mammoth, it's changing an Asian elephant, said the university president. Still, the refinement of precision gene editing in animals could have other uses for conservation or animal agriculture, said Blanu Teglu, who studies animal biotechnology at the University of Missouri and was not involved in this research. Teglu said he was impressed by Colossal's technology and advances that enabled scientists to pinpoint which genes to target. That same approach might one day help fight diseases in people. So far, the company has spun off 2 healthcare companies. It's part of how we monetize our business, said Lamb. Visit TalkinPets.com, and for more news, join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Karen Vance.
The treasure made them tired. One began to snore. He just kept napping. So then there was 4.
Woolly mammoth, woolly mammoth, woolly mammoth, woolly.
4 woolly mammoths on a mountain cliff. One had a snotty nose, but he had no handkerchief. That same woolly mammoth made a mighty sneeze and never let him down.
Oh,
you know you love me, I know you care, it's y'all whenever. And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
I'm Karen Vance.
Michael Habrick.
And we're going to go out to San Diego and Tara. Hey, Tara, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing well.
So this was the sound. What creature makes that sound?
Okay, well, live in San Diego. I know it well. It's a seagull.
A seagull.
Right. Yeah. I'm not a stupid human being.
You are incorrect.
You're kidding me. That's what they're telling me. They're stealing my french fries.
I'm telling you, it's not it, but I can tell they sound very similar. So I would say that, you know, it's a good guess, but it's not
all
the
right,
right one.
So, well, thanks.
Sorry, Tara.
Check out the Facebook page.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, if you go to TalkinPets.com, you'll see them right there on the homepage. We're going to go out to Greenwich, Connecticut, and Leva. Hey, Leva, how you doing? So, Leva, you got to tell Orville, your brother, I said hi, and Christopher Abbott is your nephew who stars in the new movie that's out in the theaters now, Wolfman.
Great movie.
How's Christopher doing?
Well, the last time I heard, he was doing a film for Netflix, and it should be in the theater as well. He does have another show in the theater, but I can't remember the name, the title of it.
Yeah, you know, I did see something on that, and I think on IMDb, I saw actually some credit for an, I want to say it was an action kind of film. So that could be it, but... Yeah, I was playing on IMDb. I'm on IMDb as well for two movies. But interesting. But I'm not Christopher Abbott. So, wish I was. I Wolfman.
It was a good movie.
I still maintain my love for you.
Thank you, honey. So, what do you think this is, Leva?
I thought it was a seagull, but... blackbird? I don't know.
If I wanted to talk to a vegetable, I would have bought one at the market.
Sorry, Leva.
Let's try that.
Oh, my God.
It was a good guess, but you were incorrect. So, sorry, Leva. Tell Orville I said hi and give him my best to Christopher, and we look forward to talking with you again.
Bye, Leva.
Of course. Maybe one day he'll be on your show.
Sounds good. Thanks, Leva. And we're going to go out to Pennsylvania and Douglas. Douglas, what do you think this is?
An eagle. Bald eagle.
You think it's a bald eagle. Congratulations.
All right. Thank
Did you cheat and go on to our website?
No, I know the call. I've got plenty of eagles around where I live.
I bet you do. I've got one in my backyard. It actually, my neighbors, I see it more than I do, and one of our neighbors has this, like, tree that's, like, half dead and half alive. It's really strange looking. But it's very high, and the eagle loves to sit on the dead part of the tree. And it just watches whatever it can. And there's stray cats in my neighborhood, but they actually have been disappearing. I don't know if they're feeding the Eagle Society, but that's a possibility. So, Douglas, you're correct. Do you want to go with Life Boost Coffee, Vitacraft for your cats, or Good Pets Foods for your dogs, or collapsible water bowl, a book? What do you think?
The coffee, please.
Now, you got a choice on the coffee, so I'm going to tell you. You could go with the main roast coffee in light, medium, or dark. You can go with the mushroom coffee or the decaf medium.
The main dark.
You got it coming out to you. So stay on the line, speak with Sydney, and we'll ship it out to you. And say hello to PA for me. That's Douglas out there in Pennsylvania. Hey. He's the winner. And don't forget, you can get 58% off your first order. Compliments for everybody on Talking Pets that's listening or watching or whatever. Go to lifeboostcoffee.com/pets. They created its own site. And you can go on. It's pretty cool what they did, too. It's a neat-looking site. And 58%. But it's on your first order, and this is the best coffee you'll ever have. So I guarantee that. It's amazing. And they have every kind of flavor you can imagine. And they have pods, and they have coffee bags, like tea bags, and they have tea, and they also have energy drinks. They got it all. But give us a call, 818-818-6401. I was surprised Leva didn't get that. She's usually pretty much on the money, and she always pays it forward. But anyway, I'm going to give you a story, and I'm going to tell you about a raccoon. So, out of Forest County, Georgia, a raccoon captured along Castleberry Road in Cumming has tested positive for rabies, as confirmed by Forest County Animal Services. The animal was discovered injured near the city fairgrounds on March 2nd, now Sunday that was, and during an attempt to contain the raccoon, a resident was bitten. Now that's according to Animal Services Manager Haley Brown. Upon discovery, the injured animal roadside on Sunday, a resident attempted to crate the raccoon. The raccoon bit the individual during the process and was subsequently tested and confirmed positive for rabies after testing at the state lab. All individuals known to have come into contact with the raccoon had been referred to healthcare providers for treatment of potential exposure. Residents are urged to take precautions when encountering wild animals. Brown emphasized the importance of pet vaccinations and public awareness. Encounters between wild animals and domestic pets, including some that involve people, have increased recently. So we encourage all residents to have their pets vaccinated against the rabies virus and be educated on what to do if they encounter a potentially rabid animal. It is highly discouraged for anyone to attempt handling a wild animal without professional guidance. Rabies is a vital infection. It's a viral infection that affects the central nervous system and is almost always fatal if untreated. It is transmitted through the saliva of an infected mammal, typically entering the body through the bite wounds, open cuts, or mucous membranes, such as it can go through your eyes or mouth. Wildlife, including raccoons, skunk, coyotes, fox, and bats, are the most common carriers of the virus in the United States. Now, Georgia law mandates that all cats and dogs be vaccinated against rabies by a licensed veterinarian. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. Please do. I'm John Patch.
Under your porch and up your tree, raccoon. More kids than a Catholic family, raccoon. They don't have jobs or worries or cares. Sun goes down, the backyard's theirs, raccoons. Oh, they vivisect cats and eviscerate dogs. They're bold as brass and bossy as hogs. They made me write this.
I actually like that song. Is that weird or what? Karen, you're looking at the weirdest things on your phone. What is that?
That's Woody Woodpecker.
Wow. does that look like a woodpecker to you?
Yes. It does. Look at it closer. Take the whole thing.
Oh, okay. Now I see it.
Okay. He wasn't bothered by us at all watching him. It was really cool at the dog park.
Was it noisy?
Well, with the eagle, though, you can watch it live. I mean, we have it put up on TalkinPets.com. So,
he was live? Yeah, he was up in a tree, and we were just...
Well, we're going to stick in the bird family. So I'm going to do one more guess here, an animal guess.
Woody.
What creature makes that sound? It is in the feathered family. So, what is it? 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. I'll take the general answer. Doesn't have to be 100% specific. I'll take the general answer, and you can win a prize. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call. Big John. 818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets.
Big Bad John. Big John. Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much. He kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said...
Attention pet lovers. Try Greska's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Greska's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Greska's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Greska's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to C60.com or call 720-600-6040. C60.com or 720-600-6040.
Did you know your daily cup of coffee could be hiding harmful toxins? Most coffee is drenched in pesticides, but not Life Boost. We're Dr. Crafted and certified organic. Third-party tested for 450-plus toxins like molds, glyphosate, and heavy metals. Just to make sure, because your health deserves more than a caffeine fix. Life Boost isn't just clean, it's powerful. Packed with antioxidants to support brain, heart, and metabolic health without the toxins. Love your cup, love your body. So go right now to lifeboostcoffee.com/pets and get 58% off your first order. But hurry, this deal won't brew forever. Life Boost Coffee, crafted for your health, loved by your taste buds. Go to lifeboostcoffee.com/pets.
Do you ever just look in the mirror and wish you could recapture that youthful glow? Well, wish no more. Greska's Face Serum uses the cutting-edge science of Carbon 60 to target the signs of aging and reveal your skin's true beauty. The secret? Only two natural ingredients. Our Nobel Prize-winning Carbon 60 molecule, which knocks out the sun's UV damage, and a high-quality cosmetic squalane oil. The payoff is a radiant complexion that is smoother and more evenly toned. Greska's Face Serum is your ally in the fight against aging, reducing the appearance of age spots and wrinkles over time. It works great for acne, too. Call now for our introductory offer at 720-600-6040 or visit our website at c60.com. That's 720-600-6040 or c60.com. Greska's Carbon 60 for a beautiful you. c60.com.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit talkinpets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942. So you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
I'm Karen Vance.
Michael Hambrick.
We're going to go out to San Diego, KCBQ country. That's AM 630 and 101.1 FM. Nope, I was wrong on that one. I'm sorry. It's 1170 AM and FM 96.1. Sorry, Steve. But I thought I was right. I was wrong. Actually, 630 and 101.1 is in Coos Bay, Oregon. And in San Diego, California, it's KCBQ at 1170 AM and FM 96.1. So, my slip. I'll blame it on old age once again. So, here we go. We're going to go out to Sam. Hey, Sam, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
We're doing good.
Hey, Sam.
Nice to hear from you guys in San Diego. By the way, San Diego is like one of my favorite cities. Plus, you guys...
And it's gorgeous out here today, you know.
Yeah, you guys have like the best weather. And you also have the San Diego Zoo, which I do love, and the Wilderness Park, which is also great.
It's called Safari Park now. It used to be the Wild Animal Park, but now it's Safari Park.
Yeah, I used to be good friends with, I haven't spoke with her in many years, but Joan Embry and I used to be really close. And she actually has her place there with a whole bunch of animals with her husband, Wayne. But it's been so many years. I haven't talked to them in a long time. But I met them through the San Diego Zoo, and we actually did a broadcast at the San Diego Zoo, which was amazing.
I worked there as a kid.
Did you really?
I worked at the zoo. Yeah, just, you know, walking around the park, helping clean up. But it was fun. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, actually, I did that. I did that in a roller coaster park when I was a kid. I was like 15, 16 years old, and we used to pick up all the garbage. I was the garbage crew.
Yeah, pretty much the same thing for me.
Hey, I got money, though, so I was paid.
As a teenager, that's all you care about.
Exactly, right. Exactly. So what do you think, actually, this is?
I'm going to hazard a guess it being a screech owl.
A screech owl. So I did say that I would take... I would take the general. Mm-hmm. So on that note...
Yeah.
It's actually a barn owl, but I'm taking that because I said I would take the general answer. So what do you want to go with there in San Diego, Sam? Do you want to go with the Life Boost Coffee, or do you want to go with we have the Vitacraft treats for your cats, or we have the Good Pets Food treats for your dogs? I got the collapsible water bowl. I got a bracelet on penguins, and I've also got books. And I got the new book from Chicken Soup for the Soul on what basically the title is What I Learned from My Dog.
I will go for the coffee, because I'm a bit of a Java junkie. So.
You're going to love this coffee. And I get to give away from Life Boost Coffee. You could go with the main roast coffee in light, medium, or dark, or you can go with the mushroom coffee or the decaf medium. What do you think?
Well, definitely not decaf, because, you know, I like to be awake.
This will do it.
I don't know, the medium roast, I guess.
You got the medium roast coming out to you. So stay on the line there, and we'll get your address in San Diego, and we'll ship that out to you.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks, Sam.
Take care.
Enjoy it. You definitely will. I love it. So we're going to hear a story right now from Karen. Take it away, Karen.
A Connellsville, Pennsylvania woman is mourning the loss of her beloved deer, Baby, who was raised recently confiscated by the Pennsylvania Game Commission. Baby, now 2 years old, was raised by Tammy Sherry and her neighbors. When baby was just a 2 weeks old fawn, the Fayette County residents found him and did all they could to raise him responsibly. He was given vaccinations, he was castrated, and Shieri completed what she believed was all the appropriate paperwork. But her efforts did not stop game officials from coming to her home to capture baby and haul him away. It was violent. It was distressing. A situation that ended up with baby in a trailer and Shieri in handcuffs. Game officials arrested her when she tried to stop them from wrestling baby to the ground. Now there are concerns that baby will be euthanized. It is eerily reminiscent of Peanut the Squirrel situation in New York, when government officials seized the domesticated squirrel and a domesticated raccoon named Fred, and both were quickly euthanized. The situation caused an uproar among animal lovers across the nation. Baby's life or death situation is also going viral as social media users learn of how he was confiscated and the fate he may face. Deer can be raised as pets in Pennsylvania, but only if they are born in captivity. Baby was a couple weeks old when he was found and not born in captivity. This technicality may result in his unfair, cruel demise. Please add your name to the petition and help Animal Victory fight for baby's life. He has done nothing wrong, does not deserve to die. Visit www.animalvictory.org. Please. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Karen Vance.
So, I got to tell you, that story, I definitely want you to read it, because legally, you know, people aren't allowed, unless they're licensed by the USDA and all, in order to have wild animals and raise them. And that's what happened with the guy with the squirrel that they killed, and the raccoon that he had. But what was also weird, he did have a nonprofit, I believe, animal nonprofit, which was bizarre in itself why the authorities took it. But with that deer, it's a really sad situation that they would kill the deer. Now, releasing it into the wild, they can't do, because it grew up around people. So hunting season, it's probably going to walk right up to a hunter. So why they couldn't take that deer and put it for educational purposes at a zoo or something of that type?
Well, they can. As far as I know, it's still alive. I would take it as far as I could, because I can't imagine any judge in this country saying, because 2 weeks... You know, it was not born in captivity. I think a judge...
In this day and age, I could. But that aside. So, Larry sent us a picture of his car.
Yes,
really,
I love
awesome.
Your car. It's wonderful.
Mercury. So, we got to say goodbye, spay and neuter your pets, and help control the pet population. I'm John Patch.
I'm Karen Vance.
Michael Habrick.
And we say goodbye for now. Congratulations to Sam. He's getting the medium roast coffee by Life Boost Coffee. Don't forget, you get 58% if you go to lifeboostcoffee.com/pets. 58% off your first order. This is Talkin' Pets.
Opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.